This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Lummy, I'm going to tell you this. I'm not, like, not going to fire you or anything like that. And you did a good job weed whacking. And Anna, you did a good job cleaning as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
But Lummy, take a step back. Everybody here at the BRN, take a step back and quit trying to screw with me. And worry about your own little lane that you're in. Lummy, you pretty much, I wouldn't say ruined my time. By the way, Green Bay Fudge Packers, 1,000 bits, Lummy. Mm. Missed it.
Mm.
Lummy, I wouldn't say that you ruined my time in Indiana, but you put one hell of a damper when you dispatched some crazy bitch from Goshen, Indiana, to bring me a balloon and a candy bar at the practice field while I'm in front of the team.
I didn't even know about that.
And then subsequently,
and please, Lummy, you told her to tape it too.
And please, no, there's no tape.
With the team.
Well, then what's the point? Hold on, there's no point in doing it if it's not on tape.
Then the only tape that was available was I did tape her. Because I was just taken back by what is going on right now. And not to mention, now let me, just the appearance with a, I think I have a couple pictures of it, with a red heart balloon that has writing all over it, one of which said MJ sucks, the other one said, it was insinuating Dan and said 9 soft, and then it said Keith Lawless pegs Mike Calta. And so,
look, all of which are true, but probably not something that should be in a high school.
Right. All of which,
they need to learn.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, it's Bubba the Love Sponge. You know that bacteria and viruses live everywhere. Your phone, your earbuds, car keys, groceries, wallets, packages, even your face mask that you're wearing right now. Sanitizing these items is as important as playing it safe and healthy. But it also can mean using harmful chemicals that you're constantly trying to have to replace. The Clean Phone line of products changes all of that. The Clean Phone brand offers a full range of sanitizing products that use ultraviolet light. This is the same technology used to sanitize hospital rooms and medical equipment. The Clean Phone products have been tested by independent laboratories and provide the best quality UV sanitizing for every need. The Clean Phone is a device designed for phones and household items. It even works as a wireless charger for your cell phone. And now add the Clean Phone Wand, which is a portable handheld device that can go anywhere and be used to sanitize anything like tablets, computers, packages, groceries, anything you bring into your home. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, thenewdealshop.com, and select the right Clean Phone product for you. And you're going to get free FedEx 2-day shipping as an added bonus. Get 10% off the FDA-authorized respirator masks as well. Again, go to thenewdealshop.com. Thenewdealshop.com now. That's free FedEx 2-day shipping and a bonus of 10% off FDA-authorized respiratory face masks. And it's only at thenewdealshop.com. Go there now. Blitz, I just meet this new guy, Coach Curtis. He is absolutely, like, the savior to the Warsaw football football program.
We heard you guys won, by the way. Congrats.
They did.
Yeah, good job.
When I get there, they give me and Larry Plummer jerseys. It's just kind of nice. It's kind of cool. My jersey was an XL, which probably would fit Baby Sethi.
Yeah.
I look like Bubba Saragusa in it.
Bubba, people were going crazy on Instagram saying that jersey was screaming, but I got to tell you, your picture in your old high school jersey, that might have been one of the most liked pictures in Instagram history.
Oh.
People loved it.
So, but the thing about it is it was cold. It was like 33 degrees, so I wore a long sleeve T-shirt and then my Bubba Army hoodie, you know, on top of that. And I was good. And with camo, sweatpants kind of deal. And I was super warm and I was great. They give me this jersey to put over my 3X sweatshirt and my... So, like...
That's how they do it.
But if I would have been able to take off my sweatshirt and just wear that jersey, it wouldn't have looked nearly as tight.
So, like, they needed to give you a 3, maybe 4X jersey.
Well, that or let me go to the bathroom and take off my other stuff to put this jersey on. But the coach literally just said, come on, Bubba, put this on. Now, Larry, his fit perfect. Because Larry just got done doing chemo for cancer. He's lost a lot of weight.
He looks good. He looks really good.
Note to self.
Diet craze?
Note to self.
I thought you said keto, but you said chemo.
No, yeah, chemo. Radiation and chemo. Note to self, the next time I'm going to go in front of the football team, I need to, you know, maybe cop a cancer charge.
Wait, did you?
Get some chemo going on.
Did you talk in front of the team with that jersey sucking the life out of you?
No.
It's like a corset, right?
You couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
It is very corset-like. And so I'm sitting there with this corset jersey on. I'm watching the ball game. I'm watching practice. We're talking to the coach. This coach is like, this guy's the real deal. Like, he's turned the program around. Like, he's just a class act. It's cool to watch him coach.
Did you bring him
to him a little bit?
Did you bring him Bubba Army stuff?
No, I'm actually going to have Rick ship some out.
Okay.
I'm talking to Rick today. But I'm talking to him.
You going to redo the Air Bubba shirts?
Yeah, well, those are, if they're still up, he's fired.
Oh, jeez.
Like, you like those?
Like, for real, if it's, go to
I think
Bubba
he took him down.
Yeah, he took,
no,
I
he
think,
took him down and returned.
Go to BubbaArmyMerch.com. And if you see this, now, Lummy, I think the Air Bubba, that concept could work, but I'd like to have a final say so on the artwork.
Yeah, well,
so I'll get with Rick on that. So I'm gonna have Rick dispatch a 3X out to this coach. I'm talking to this coach, and all of a sudden here comes this 50-some-year-old chick walking across the track.
Which it's weird, you can't just show up on a school campus, right?
Yeah, in Warsaw, Indiana, it's wide open.
Oh.
Yeah, there's no fences.
Oh yeah,
there's no gates.
Literally in Warsaw, Indiana, man, it's wide. She parked her car, the gate was open, and she walked. And you don't understand, Seth. Like, we were at the main field. They have a really nice AstroTurf.
I saw it. Look good.
Yeah, like so. But that's where they practice. You know, at least Thursday walkthrough. So they're out in the main field. I'm on the sideline with the coach, a couple of 4 or 5 players. You know, that are just funneling into that test. I think they were practicing like onside kicking or something.
Did anybody come up to you, any of the kids, and say that they've heard of you or they listened to you or they saw your anything about you?
Yes, a couple did.
Okay.
But cool. That's
neither here nor there.
Not to mention, so I'm sitting here with Larry Plummer. I got my Spanx shirt, my Spanx
jersey.
My Spanx 64 deal. And talking to the coach, reminiscing, hey, coach, do you know coach Jim Dermody? Yeah, I know Jimmy from LaPorte. Hey, what do you think about Max Bollinger? Oh, Max Bollinger, God rest his soul, he died, but Max hired me as a defensive back coach at North Manchester, like old-timer stuff, right? And all of a sudden, here comes this woman.
On a moped?
No.
Oh.
On foot, and there's this red balloon.
Did you know she was for you right away?
No.
Okay.
there's 10, 12 people on the sideline, a couple assistant coaches, 2 or 3 players, Coach Curtis, Larry, me, a couple equipment managers, you know, like what the standard NFL, like what the standard football sideline would be while you're watching something on the field on practice day. So all of a sudden she comes walking this way, looking right at me, and she's got a red balloon, and she's got a 3 Musketeers tied it, which I don't like 3 Musketeers.
Oh, that's a beautiful candy bar.
And she walks up, and she said, are you Bubba? And I go, yeah. And she hands this balloon to me and starts going through all of this stuff, says, hi, Larry, since knows who Larry is. Has already been down to the Kosciuszko Historical Society and gotten my yearbook, my mom's yearbook, my dad's yearbook, my sister's yearbook. She's gone through it all. She has my phone number, and she's now sending me these pictures of all these pictures that she's got.
Well, how'd she get your phone number?
Whoa.
I don't know. Yeah.
Lummy, how'd you get
I have no idea.
Oh, I have no idea.
One, I don't know who she is, and two, I don't know how she got Lummy. Your phone number.
Lummy, you don't know who she is?
Lummy, well, it's the same
I think
person.
The one guy.
Lummy. Yeah. It's the same. I'll tell you who she is. She's the person that's been sending you all these pictures. Remember I've said
Lummy says it's a guy.
Yeah, I was told it's a guy.
All right, well, then it's a guy that's working with a girl. It's a tandem deal going on here.
Oh.
She knew everything about the show.
I didn't give her your number. I gave him your number.
I don't know how she got it.
Bubba, did you say there's some sort of historical society in Indiana that stores all the old yearbooks?
Yes.
That's really
weird. And it was news to me until after she told me where she got it.
Okay.
Like, where did you get all this stuff? And she's like, I've been to Kosciuszko County Historical Society. I tell you, I've walked around this town for 2 weeks now trying to find out, talk to people that knew you and everything. Like, I'm like,
oh, wow.
So yeah, she's now gone all over town asking about me.
That's kind of hot, right?
No, it's
creepy.
Yeah. So she then proceeds, Lummy, to text me 250 times. Lummy, I got him. I got him so that we can go through
them.
Can
you read some? Yes, please. Yes, I am. Please.
So what, can we find out where Lummy comes into this whole equation? Was this part of a Lummy Investigates
outreach series? I don't know.
Not with this lady. This guy said he lives in Warsaw. So he's like, I'll video Bubba while he's at the game for some, you know, behind the scenes footage.
Did you coordinate a balloon and candy bar?
Well, the balloon and candy bar was supposed to be maybe given to him if they ran into him at the game, not at a practice.
The first thing she says to me, so Larry finally says, hey, we have to go pick up. When you go to Warsaw, you always go and stop by Pizza King. It's like a little hometown pizza joint.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that.
Pizza King, and you get yourself a Pat special. And because Pat's the owner of Pizza King. And
what's the Pat special?
It's barbecue sauce and chicken.
With good.
Extra mozzarella it's unbelievable. So the first thing this woman texts me is, this is so nice. Listen, you look 50 pounds heavier in person.
Oh my God.
You might want to eat less pizza and go to your Klim gym more often.
No.
That's who the chick starts with?
Yeah, let me save it under crazy bitch because I'm going to show the screen which displays her number.
Oh.
And I don't want that to happen. So hold on, let me hear. I missed this.
Bubba, it's
so she could text you 250 times, but God forbid someone else texts her.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, I'm trying to cover our ass with regards to Twitch deal. So this is the first thing that Thursday at 4:48. I didn't even know she had my number. Thursday at 4:48, you can see right here. And she includes my senior picture.
God.
And she says,
handsome, by the way, very handsome.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Now, hold on. Let me just tell you how weird this is. So I got it right here.
Oh, yeah, you can see it.
Okay. So then she sends a picture of my dad. This is of my dad senior. This is when my dad played football right here.
You hit the wrong stud.
Button. It's showing porn, Bubba. It's showing that your choice of porn.
No, it didn't. showing that I was listening to Bubba One on TuneIn. Make sure we're on. All right. Then she sends me a picture of my dad's junior football picture.
I don't like this, by the way. This is starting to get weird.
Oh, yeah. Then she shows a picture of 3 yearbooks that she got at the Kosciuszko County Historical Society. My mom's yearbook, my yearbook, and my dad's yearbook.
Hey, well, hold on. Did she actually go get them, or like, did they just let her look at them?
No, if you go down to the Kosciuszko Historical Society, you can look at them, but they have to stay on premise, but you're allowed to take pictures.
Okay.
Yeah. So then she sends me a picture of my dad's senior picture, and then she's associated. Blitz, remember the story we used to tell about the guy that got Gene Lasker involved in racing, Jerry Rod?
Yeah.
I think she's part of that family or something.
What?
So, yeah, so.
When did you decide that you
wanted to? By the way, I've not responded to any of these. I'm like, Larry,
zero responses?
Zero. Well,
it's 250 to zero?
Hold on. Finally, towards the end, I'm like, can you please let me enjoy my vacation? Because I didn't want to piss her off, because she obviously knows everything about me.
Yeah.
I love you, Bubs. Let's meet up before you leave town. How about the Warsaw Biblical Gardens?
What?
Biblical Gardens?
Yes.
Do people meet up there to hook up? Hook up like right underneath the cross? I mean, I understand.
I've heard you talking about Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let's get a bucket of chicken.
Shut up.
Okay, hold on.
So you got some chicken.
Come on.
I'm sure she said it, but
come on.
She's hold having on. Greasy sex.
This is shortly after you said you look 50 pounds heavier, you need to cut back on the pizza. Right. She's wanting to give you chicken.
I heard about taking a bucket of KFC chicken to the Biblical Gardens.
Way to your heart.
I just want to let you know, Seth, I'm going to read a bunch of crazy stuff. Like, I'm not embellishing one thing.
She goes, you lied to Seth about coconut oil. You use chicken grease?
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Go check this website out. It's thenewdealshop.com. Now, they got all kinds of stuff. They want me particularly to tell you about the clean phone wand. God, this is exactly what Seth needs. A wand to clean. He'll be cleaning everything.
Oh, yeah. Down.
I have a promo code, Bubba, and I think that gets you $50 off your first order plus free shipping. Thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. They got all kinds of specials, from the masks that you need to the various cleaning devices that you need to clean your phone, your wallet, your earbuds, if you need to clean it. And it's all through UV rays, and it's all real kick-ass. Lummy, you can even wand your groceries.
Sweet.
Like, you know, we should technically wand all these packages we get.
Let's get one or two.
Yeah. Thenewdealshop.com. Promo code Bubba. Lummy should have the belt on Monday, or I'm going to release VHS sex tapes.
Oh, come on.
Lummy's never going to be the champ again after this mess. I forgot my belt, by the way. Don't get mad.
I'm just...
Bubba, this is... VHS sex tapes.
She wants you to give Larry Plumber her number if he's single?
Yeah.
She said, you lie to Seth about coconut oil when you use chicken grease. Lummy will have the belt by Monday.
Oh, man. She's cutting a promo on you.
Or I'll release the sex tapes.
Hey, can we...
KFC to the Biblical Gardens. Tuttle is an amateur.
Can we call her?
No.
I
don't know. Let me just get into this.
It makes sense, right, Bubba? Kind of next level of radio. I mean, it makes sense to talk through it a little bit.
Later today, yes. We'll certainly call her before the end of the show.
After we call the police.
Yeah.
Don't be on the monitoring the line.
I want you to see, I'm not going to read all 250, but I'm going to read some of the various high spots.
Can I ask, is Lummy like Jigsaw from Saw? Is he a mastermind behind all this now?
I need to find out.
Does Lummy even know what's going on?
Yeah, he's the one that loosely... Lummy, can I tell you what's going to really work for me today, buddy?
Yeah.
Is if you just tell the truth.
Well, this
Listen,
thing
hold on,
is,
hear
no.
me out. Hear me out. If you just be honest, this one got away from you a little bit, buddy.
Whoa.
But let's just talk about... Let's be honest with each other, okay?
The guy told me he said that he was having some issues with his family, and he was going to try and make it out this past weekend.
For what?
Video behind the scenes kind of things.
And for what? Let me meet. Hi. Hey, we're in the Warsaw High School parking lot, and Bubba now is getting out of the car, and it looks like him and Larry are walking. Oh, they're talking to the coach right now. Oh, my God, they're trying to squeeze Bubba in a large jersey. Not looking so swell. Okay, now we're following Bubba. Oh, looks like him and Larry are stopping by the Pizza King. Yes, indeed. Oh, Larry's got two pizzas. Handed them to Bubba. It looks like, looks like Larry's headed to his house. Oh, they're pulling in the driveway. Look, I think that's Larry Plumber's garage door that's going up. Oh, I'm in the back. Looks like they're in for the night. As they're eating pizza, watching some kind of ball game. Oh, next morning, Bubba Ups, he seems to be going to a mom-and-pop restaurant called the American Table. Like, what the hell? What, Lummy, what'd you hear? Son of a bitch.
Do you tell these plans to anybody, Lummy? Like,
and what were the plans? Like, what were the plans? Like, just, what were you doing?
It was just to get some, like, you know, you at the football game. Footage around.
Did she get any of that footage?
None.
I haven't heard from her since.
You know that she had cameras stuffed in, like, Moses and Joe's Technicolor dream coat, just ready to go for the lunch date.
At the Biblical Gardens?
At the Biblical Gardens.
Never heard you. So she was there and she sized up Larry. She said, I never heard you say, but give the famous Larry Plumber my number if he's single. Also give him the candy bar and a few slices of pizza. Don't take it all.
Sorry.
I still listen, but less on your face and more on your wiener.
What?
Larry, I'm going to put it up on, Blitz, I'm going to put it up on the screen. So she's saying that
with responses. She's just going crazy like this.
Now, what kind of stalker on you when you're talking bad about the person that you like?
Right.
You're calling him a fat ass, saying less of your fat face and more of your wiener.
Is this just how a standard Indiana woman courts a man?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that this is standard for anything other than a bitch that needs to be in a straitjacket. She said, the hardcore true ride or die Bubba Army, more money than you ever dreamed of will come again. Let's get together tomorrow in Warsaw, home of the famous shock jock Bubba the Love Sponge. Did you hear what I said, Fweet? It's time to teach these mother effers not to F with the Bubba Army in front of the whole world. Text me, please, so we can talk.
I think she wants to wear your skin.
Did you not? Can I ask you?
Put the lotion in the basket.
You didn't do anything with this woman?
No.
You didn't make out or have a night with her or anything there?
I've never.
Would you have?
No. She looked like Drunk by Noon Dawn Blitz.
Oh, jeez.
That's what we're dealing with here.
Good job, Lummy.
Blitz, when I get that GoPro to you, I'll give it to you today. Maybe I can have a little of it for tomorrow.
Okay.
So tomorrow, Seth, I have the only person that shot video was me trying to document this is happening to me and that nobody would ever believe what's happening to me.
I would leave you alone on vacation, Bubba. I feel like that's off limits. But
yeah, I mean, like, Lummy. That's why I'm kind of mad at you. It's like,
but does Lummy run it by Blitz or Cave or anybody?
No, he didn't run it by anybody.
I'm gonna see how this would go. Ready? Hey Blitz. Listen. I'm thinking about sending this crazy bitch. She's 52. To Warsaw High School.
No.
And when Bubba gets out of the car and he goes up there and he's hanging out with the coach. I'm gonna have her go.
Is she hot?
Oh no, she looks like drunk.
No, keep her away.
Oh yeah, So she was gonna then text Bubba 250 times.
Well, it was nice knowing you, Lummy.
Watched. This is continuing of these threads from Crazy Bitch. Watched Carol's diary, and I think she's trying to tell me that she's lost, and Don Lewis is heading home.
What?
Would you take a master manipulator to get Carol Baskin? I believe Carol and her friends have learned that they don't mess with the Bubba Army. What are we doing? I walk in and I wanted dead or alive. Gene Lasker is going to be in touch with his inner Jerry Rod, and I'm going to be just as hardcore as Bill Ronan, and we will look after each other. I need to put Gene Lasker on the torture rack and then join him one last mother effing time.
Well, it'd have to be at Dan's house.
You know what?
I'm going to show the world that loyalty and respect look like that just goes on and on.
We need to give her a ring, and we need to have her down for the party in January. That's what we need to do.
Listen to this.
Sounds fun.
Then we party like badasses that we are. I fly to Tampa. Danny rebuilds the mole hole and slaps some Diacos on me, and this old cougar hag
rebuilds
turns her
the
back
mole
into
hole?
The...
Hold on.
I fly... Blitz, I'm going to show you on screen because I'm not making up any of this.
Oh, no.
Like, I have no reason to make up any of this.
Did you consider blocking her number or calling or anything?
It came to a point, Seth, where I was just like, I'm just going to let it keep going.
Right.
It just gives me so much more ammunition.
Eventually she'll stop.
To ask Lummy, what is going on, Lummy? All I asked you to do was to do a little weed whacking and some picking up of things. I didn't ask for my vacation to be ruined.
No, I even told the guy, I said, don't bother Bubba. Just get some, like... You know, if you're going to be there,
they
just
didn't get
some
any
footage.
I got the footage and then 400 texts. That's a great.
Well, I don't know how they got your number.
Is it possible that it's not hard to get your number in Warsaw, Bubba?
I don't think
maybe
anybody
you just
gave her. She probably has some kind of like verify, you know.
Someone probably
pizza has it.
Well, you don't think she knows Gene Lasker or Gene Lasker gave it to her?
I don't know.
I give your number out all the time.
I have a message where I say, you know, don't bother him on his personal time. I said, just get some like distance if you're gonna be, because they were going to the football game.
Bubba changes his number every 6 to 18 months, anyway. So
not
it's gotta
anymore.
Be.
I haven't changed it in a long time.
Let me tell them.
But now I'm going to trust me.
Let me tell them to get some distance when they were filming.
let me just read this so that I'm completely 100% factual. I fly to Tampa. Danny rebuilds the old mole hole. And slap some Diacos on me, and this old coug does the turn back into the PTA mom and gives her kids everything they ever dreamed of. F being nice anymore. J. Diaco, I'm ready to be rich, your bitch.
Is this meth?
I think.
Okay.
When Bubba the Love Sponge, I am a keyboard tough guy. I stand up to a challenge and don't back down from anybody. When and where are you, Bubba the Love Sponge? I hope you brought Janie cake so I can look into her eyes and tell her that I want what I think about some bitch acting like Doug Clem.
Oh, my God.
I walked around Warsaw, Indiana for 2 weeks asking about you.
Oh, great.
Some knew you.
Probably barefoot.
Some didn't. But I promise you the world will know that Todd Clem grew up into Bubba the Love Sponge and got knocked down over and over and took everything from you except the one thing that made you a real man. You have a loving family and amazing friends. Bubba Army Loyal.
She's like the hype person that you should just keep around, just like with a little megaphone as you're walking in, talking smack to the crowd.
Does any of this turn you on?
Seth, you want to hear this one?
Yeah.
I hope you booked Pitbull Toddler and came to Indiana in a tour bus. When and where, Bubba the Love Sponge? I'm not a keyboard tough guy. I am a hardcore loyal gangster. One more effing time and we climb off the rack together, drop the mic, and go back to being a mom. What?
Go back to being a mom.
Did she send any pictures of herself?
Oh, I mean,
we saw, right?
Yeah, I saw. I mean,
I have a feeling that's a dude behind the.
That's what
texting.
I was thinking.
That sounds like a guy. Thinking. I'm telling you, that's not her.
Nah, it's a chick.
Well, I think it's a dude.
It's an Indiana classic.
Well, I think it's both of them together going.
Possibly,
hey, let's do
yeah,
this.
Yeah.
I'll pick out during the commercials, and so that I don't. You know, it's not so cumbersome. I'll actually pick out a series of additional screenshots to. I can't go all 250, but I'll get.
I gotta see a picture over
spots.
Though. You got a picture over though, don't
I'll,
you?
I'll bring the video in tomorrow.
Okay.
Like I videotaped her on our new GoPro.
But not directly on the phone?
No.
Were you wearing it like a minor?
What do you mean?
Like around your head?
No, I had it on a selfie stick and I'm like, all right, we're here. And I was trying to be nice. Like, you know, I was trying to be nice. Hopefully this would be like a nice thing and it would be done. Like after the balloon presentation there on the sidelines and a couple little things, she would leave. Well, she left all right, but then she kept a tether to me all weekend long with these texts. Larry actually was like, I hope she doesn't know where I live because I don't want that bitch sniffing around here.
Yeah.
You're gonna end up tied to your bed with a wooden block between your legs.
Now that he would like.
Yeah.
No, I would not. I'm not into that stuff. Lummy might be into getting a hobbler. I'm not. No, Lummy's into getting a humbler.
You stayed with Larry Plummer and Marianne, right?
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, did you get a little, like the old days?
A little mix and match?
Yeah.
Mary Lou's really super conservative.
Right, but
on the outside?
No. She's like one of the most conservative. Just
Also
like,
on the inside?
Well, she doesn't need to know you're in the closet.
No.
Did you watch them?
We've joked about, her. She's been with Larry for 30-some years.
The car drives?
And, we've laughed. She knows about, when I used to drive Larry around with Tanya and everything. Because her friends and, she's got, her sister or somebody lives, in Fort Myers and they're familiar with the show. So anytime I talk about Larry, it gets hot-shotted right back to Mary Lou via her sister in Fort Myers.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Blitz, you know how that goes. When somebody gets mad at you over stuff they didn't hear, but they were told about it.
Oh, that's the best.
Like, Yelemi, your uncle.
No, jeez.
Uncle Mark.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lummy, when you were getting together with whom? First of all, who did you plan this with?
Dr. Dan knows him, I guess.
I thought he was
a good person.
Because he knew my name?
Well,
he recognized my name?
Everybody knows who. I mean, if anybody listens to the show, they know they know the characters on the program.
That's how they fooled Lummy.
I know Diaco.
That's how easy.
It's okay. You can give us Bubba's number. We know who Dan is.
Give him anyone's number. I'm sorry, but I literally just thought they, maybe the balloon, and then they would leave you alone. I didn't know he was going to dispatch a crackhead on you.
Should be showing up.
I mean, he gave me his number, but I never reached out to him. I just emailed him.
He full-blowed dispatched me out a crackhead that wanted to meet me at the Biblical Gardens with a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I could just see that, man.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
If you didn't know it before, well, then let me alert you. There are germs everywhere. What's the one and only way to respond? Sanitize everything. I'm talking everywhere. Packages, groceries, keyboards, tablets, money, doorknobs. You know, all these things are home to bacteria and viruses, but now there's an easy way to kill bacteria and viruses on all these surfaces or wherever they live. The Clean Phone Wand. The Clean Phone Wand is a portable UV sanitizer that lets you eliminate 99.9% of bacteria and kill viruses in seconds on virtually any surface. Use it for all your deliveries. Use it on tablets, on computers. Use it if you have to get on a plane or stay in a hotel. Use it at school. It's super portable, and with days of battery life, you can take it anywhere and make sure your environment is clean and safe. Get yours now and save over $50, plus free shipping by adding the code BUBBA. That's B-U-B-B-A. That all happens when you go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's thenewdealshop.com. And if you order today and add an FDA-authorized KN95 mask to your order, you're going to save an additional 10%. It's simple. Go to thenewdealshop.com and get the Clean Phone Wand now. And then start sanitizing everything everywhere. Again, thenewdealshop.com. Use Bubba as your promo code. By the way, the Biblical Gardens is located in Center Lake. Larry Plummer, like, it's almost kind of creepy why she would mention the Warsaw, but Biblical Gardens, because Larry's department are the people that take care of it.
And, oh, that's part of the works
department. Think she doesn't know that?
Department?
Yeah. So Larry's like, why would she pick the Biblical Gardens? Those are my gardens.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, this gets deeper.
Them are my gardens.
Can
we ask what it was like to have the snack stand named after you, and where the pictures from that ceremony?
No, the snack stand wasn't.
What'd they have there at the snack stand during the game? Come on, Bubba.
Watered down hot chocolate. We left it to be.
What about pretzels? They have hot pretzels?
No. We left.
You left early?
At the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Wow.
Packers, we had the game well in hand, much like the Bucks had the game well in hand, and Dan and I left at the fourth.
Yep.
Cut, has Aaron Rodgers just statistically played a worse game
one time
in his pro career?
Against the Bills in 2004.
And I told Dan's dad, Joe, when the Packers came out 10-0 and Rodgers were doing those quick little slants and dinks and dunks to 17, I'm like, the minute the Bucs start getting some pressure on him is when he'll crack, because he hasn't had any. He's only been sacked 3 times all year.
That was some next level pressure though yesterday.
They turned up the heat.
So, and sure enough, they turned the heat up. That might be, I think the Packers have a jab, like Brian Gutekunst or something like that, to the general manager.
Yes.
I'm stepping in and talking to Matt LaFleur today.
About what?
You're down by 18 points. On the second possession, you get the ball back, and
listening to the game yesterday at home, Aikman pretty much was riding Aaron Rodgers from the whole time the Bucks started to come back, saying that he was completely shook from getting sacked from getting intercepted. I'm sorry.
And here's the deal. So the Bucks get the ball in the third. I think they go down and score. I think maybe it's a punt. I don't know. It didn't really matter at this juncture. But they get the ball. So the Packers get the ball with about, I remember turning to Tyler, and it was like 12 minutes and 35 seconds at the beginning of the third period. They're down by 18, and they're doing running. They're running the ball. And I'm telling Tyler, they're done. Like, if you're down by nearly 3 touchdowns, you have you're passing the hell out of the ball, are you not?
That's what they were doing, though. They were saying that whenever
they were laying down, weren't they?
That's their game. Like, everything's off. Everything's off the running game. If Aaron Rodgers drops back like 40, 45 times like he did yesterday, he's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Like, he's not 25 anymore.
Well, and I don't know why they didn't keep doing what they had started the game. And that's the little, the little seven out, the boom, the three step, either in a shotgun.
The West Coast type thing, which is like a bunch of like 7 yard games.
Yeah.
The Bucks cracked the code yesterday. Devin White and Levante David were all over it.
David was all over him.
Green Bay Fudge Packers, 1,000 bits.
So we got so much. I have to go into words. I have to go into words because we're way late. I got to think that a lot of the show we'll be talking about this crazy bitch. And, so let me, I get there Wednesday. And so I have peace and quiet until Thursday about 3:00. And from Thursday, 3 p.m. until Saturday, when I finally told the bitch to stop texting me. And I blocked her, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Lummy. I wouldn't say.
Oh, so you blocked her, so there could have been a whole bunch more text going on.
Yeah. Let me, I just don't, like, do you think I would do, when I worked for Howard, do you think I would do that to Howard?
No.
Well, then why would you do it to me?
Well, I didn't dispatch the crackhead. I mean, this guy, if I traded him on,
do you want me to take Lummy Investigates away from you?
No, this guy like, was supposed to be legitimate.
Listen to me, and I don't know that I would wish, and I'm the leader here.
Bubba, you don't understand. This guy was legitimate. He said he knew Dan.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Lummy, I think I'd even be madder had you done it to somebody else here. Like, had you did this to Seth, or you did this to Anna, or Blitz, or Dan, or something like that, and, like, gave a complete stranger my phone.
I didn't give him your number.
Well, then how did...
I don't know. He knows everyone, you know.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You didn't give him my number.
I would never give anyone your number.
Would you not agree that all of this 250 crazy bitch texts are solely on your shoulders because you made contact with this guy and got him to try to do this Lummy Investigates while I'm in Warsaw, Indiana?
He got a hold of me.
So that's on your tab?
It's on my tab.
Lummy, did you say to this guy as he got a hold of you first, hey, you know what? This is Bubba's vacation, and I really don't think that... I think I just leave him alone. Well, I let him kind of enjoy himself.
He wanted to do a
lot. Bubba hasn't... Blitz, tell me the last time that you knew I went out of town for a bona fide four-day vacation. I can't tell you.
I was going to say, I don't know of any.
No, this guy, I said...
Dan, you've known me as much as... When's the last time I actually left town for a four-day, no business...
Decompressed vacation. I can't remember the last time. And meanwhile, Lummy lets this, like...
Seth, you all right?
I just wanted to see if this was a woman.
Dangerous animal out, and then is surprised that all the cats in town are missing.
No, I'll have footage of her tomorrow.
Do you have your GoPro in your truck by any chance?
Yeah, I'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah, we can't wait till tomorrow.
I'm just saying. The guy said he was going to the game. He was going to the game already, and I said, oh, it would be kind of, to have just like a behind-the-scenes footage of Bubba at the game.
Bubba, so I had somebody reach out to me, and it said, I need to know where I can send Lummick's video. I might have some impromptu Lummy Investigates, of course, from Indiana. So I sent I just said LummyInvestigates@gmail.com. Thanks. I have to send him a few. I'll have to edit them together, but thank you very much.
See, if I was contacting that person, they would have already known that.
So I don't know if there were multiple people trying to get at you or everybody was working together, but somebody said they had footage of you that they wanted to send to Lummy.
Lummy, again, I think maybe you should have told this guy, stop. Like,
well, I did, but the person that just reached out.
Like, you've been planning this now. What sucks, Lummy, is the premeditation portion of it, because you've been firing off these pictures from these yearbooks.
From a different person.
Oh, no.
That's from a lady.
No. Yes. That's
I'm looking at my email.
The lady that showed up.
But that's not the person that I dispatched. They just started sending me pictures and said,
show Bubba. Hold on. Did you just say the person that you dispatched?
Well, no, because the guy said he was going to be at the game.
Did you just say
the
person that you dispatched? So, indeed, you did dispatch people to screw with me during my vacation.
Well, no, you said I had to, because he said he was going to go to the game and get B-roll. So I was talking to the guy, and he was going to send it. Now, this other person that Seth gave my email to, I don't know that person, and the lady just started sending me pictures, and I thought maybe, she lived there, and she was a fan. That was it.
But you want to step in as a calm,
I do not.
Like, okay. Like, am I wrong?
No, you're not.
Am I wrong to be like, come on, guys. No. Come on, man. Lummy.
Is it possible
that
this
like you stop trying to work all the time. What's that, Seth? I'm sorry.
I was going to just say, if just looking at things a different way, like my therapist would have me do, is it possible, Bubba, that you've created this world, that you've created a world where, you bring these weird people, possibly meth heads from Indiana, out of the woodwork to come stalk you when you're getting honored at your old high school, and that Lummy's dispatching them? Do you feel like maybe it's just all of this is the world that you created?
Yes and no, and the fact that I created it, and I could see where the people that work for me are always trying to get like some B-roll Willy, but not to have planned it. Like, it's not my fault that the fans are so crazy. No, I don't know what, Seth. I don't even know what you said. I don't know.
I was blaming you pretty much, okay?
Yes, sure. Sure. And then I got a ton of heat because Saturday I'm way late.
You okay?
I'm really not so good.
So this was not the meltdown?
No.
Oh, nice.
I need to write that down, too. Let me see. Saturday, meltdown. And then what else? What'd you just say, Seth? Something. Oh, about my Saturday Facebook. Saturday. At the airport.
Oh, you had a good post. Took off.
Yeah.
1.5 thousand likes.
Right. But, boy, they are full hot at me.
The airport?
No, not the
people?
Airport. The people.
Oh, okay.
It's like, God, this face mask nonsense.
I thought everybody agreed with you.
No, if you go and look at, well, I actually deleted a few of them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like your fat pussy. What are you going to do when Biden gets in there? Like, just like, listen, I'm not trying to. I'm not
what
trying.
What you going to do, brother, when Joe Biden runs wild on your hair?
In my Facebook post on Saturday, I'm like, I'm not trying to make this political, and I don't care who you vote for. This is how I feel. This is my observation. And they still get mad at you.
Well,
when you say, I don't care who you vote for, they flip out.
Well, I will say, when you say, I don't care if it's political, and I don't care who you vote for, and then you go on a political rant?
I didn't go on a political rant.
Everything's political.
I don't think I went on a political rant. I just made an observation.
This is the Bubba Army Podcast.
Have you noticed your hair isn't looking as full as it used to? Yeah, losing your hair is no fun. So let's talk options. You can go to your doc for a hair loss treatment prescription. Then visit the pharmacy and try not to go broke just to avoid going bald. Or you can try Keeps from the comfort of your lazy boy. You'll get the same doctor-recommended, FDA-approved hair loss treatment. But Keeps offers the generic versions for about half the cost. And one more thing you'll love about Keeps, it's all online. You just answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped directly to your door. Why make unnecessary trips to the doctor and drugstore when you can do it all from home? You can get started with a special deal. Go to keeps.com/POTUS for 50% off your first order of Keeps hair loss treatments. That's keeps.com/POTUS. Keeps.com/POTUS.